Okay, Navigators, we are back today with a Daily Digest episode. Probably going to be a quick hitter today. Two updates in the world of AI marketing that I want to bring to you guys. The first one is some news that comes from Slack and Salesforce. And that is the news that Slack is integrating a few new AI features, as well as some Agentforce integrations, some specifically improved integrations with Salesforce and Salesforce's Agentforce. And then after that, I think the more exciting little bit of news for the other creators or marketers out there who are using these AI tools like I am, is a new partnership between Runway and Lionsgate, the Hollywood film studios that, or excuse me, film studio that gave us, you know, the epic Hunger Games movie or Twilight Saga or La La Land, if you're maybe, you know, not quite into the vampires or the children battling each other, Dirty Dancing, if you want to take it back to an 80s movie. Anyway, just a huge, huge, well-known catalog of iconic films. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with a Daily Digest episode. Probably going to be a quick hitter today. Two updates in the world of AI marketing that I want to bring to you guys. The first one is some news that comes from Slack and Salesforce, and that is the news that Slack is integrating a few new AI features, as well as some Agentforce integrations, some specifically improved integrations with Salesforce and Salesforce's Agentforce. And then after that, I think the more exciting little bit of news for the other creators or marketers out there who are using these AI tools like I am, is a new partnership between Runway and Lionsgate, the Hollywood film studios that, or excuse me, film studio that gave us, you know, the epic Hunger Games movie or Twilight Saga or La La Land, if you're maybe, you know, not quite into the vampires or the children battling each other, Dirty Dancing, if you want to take it back to an 80s movie. Anyway, just a huge, huge, well-known catalog of iconic films. And this partnership definitely opens up a bunch of questions for AI in Hollywood as a whole. Obviously, or maybe not obviously, many of you likely know that the main issue around some of the writers and actors strikes and now voice actor strike is all about AI, proprietary AI use of images and voice and all that stuff. So this will definitely inflame some of those conversations for sure. But in the short term, for users of the tools, it hopefully means Runway is about to get a whole lot better. Okay, so let's dive in. So we'll start with this article from Salesforce, which was published back on September 16th. And I'll just go ahead and read you the headline here. It says, Slack brings agents, purpose-built AI, and CRM data into one work operating system to fuel productivity. And as we look through the features here, I think it's going to sound and feel a lot like what we were talking about yesterday in our episode about the Microsoft 365 Copilot features. Again, all these, you know, enterprises using these productivity tools or CRM tools like Slack and Salesforce, I think we're going to start seeing them bringing the power of generative AI right into their employees' native working environments. I think that's pretty obviously a good way to foster adoption and buy-in from your employees if you're looking to really increase productivity with AI tools, considering that there's probably still some negative sentiment out there among the working population. I think we have to remember that we, and by we, I mean myself, in this category of content creation, and you as people who have found this podcast or are interested enough in AI to listen to an AI-based podcast, we have to realize that we kind of live in an AI bubble, I think, a little bit, and the rest of the population or the world isn't necessarily on AI Twitter or AI social media or whatever it may be. I think the rest of the world is probably still a little bit behind as far as sentiment and adoption go. But I think in the end, that's going to be a good thing. For one, it will give us kind of an advantage as marketers, which, you know, it's never a bad thing. We need that. But I think it'll also naturally slow things down as far as the development of AI goes, which, as excited as I am to see the rapid growth of AI and as much as I think it really can do, I think it's going to need a deliberate approach as far as our manner for advancing and increasing its powers and all that jazz. And I think it's important for that reason, but so for a lot of reasons, I think it's important for a little bit of a slowing of things down, probably. And I don't think that would necessarily hurt. Anyway, I digress. No surprise here to see Salesforce continuing to pump AI features into their products. So in this case, there are a few things that they're adding, a few features. One is Agentforce in Slack. And we talked about Agentforce in our episode covering Salesforce AI features, which is Salesforce's agent builder. You can use it to customize your own autonomous agents to work with your employees and customers, as they say on the landing page for Agentforce. I'll make sure to try and link that here in the show notes. So I'll just read you a little tagline. It says here on the announcement page, it says, Agentforce and Slack. With a new user interface for agents, teams can now talk to their data, surface insights, and take action on tasks in Slack with Salesforce's Agentforce. So you're going to be able to interact with your autonomous agents as if they were employees on your team. And it's only going to get more natural. People, this is what I'm talking about when we say agentic AI is going to slowly but surely change the way people think about AI. And then they're going to start to realize it's more of a partner than a tool, I think. The next feature here is also really cool. They say that you can also integrate third-party agents, which is awesome. I'm super pumped to see that these new technologies are working to integrate and play well together. I think that's so important for the future of these AI tools to not have a closed ecosystem, especially if we want the agent AI ecosystem and economy to expand. And we need these agents who are pulling from multiple LLMs or being powered by multiple LLMs to be able to communicate and work together, cut here, no matter what different softwares or different companies may have developed them. Like it says here, you'll be able to integrate assistants and agents with Adobe, Anthropic, Cohere, Perplexity, and more. So I'm not sure why they didn't say OpenAI there, other than the fact that maybe they aren't partnering with OpenAI, or maybe OpenAI is in the and more that they mentioned. I don't see why you wouldn't lead with that. Sorry, rambling today, folks. Anyway, the next feature they talk about here is Salesforce channels. And they say this is a new type of channel that records details and connects with your Salesforce CRM, all within channel-based conversations in Slack. So again, just bringing everything into one place. They also say that channels will be coming to the Salesforce user interface as well, coming soon. Okay, continuing down the blog page here, they say that a few new AI-enhanced functionalities will be added to Slack as well, and they call them Slack AI features here. Things like huddle notes and automations, but also AI-enhanced and AI-powered search, which again, we're seeing a lot of that in these tools or in these existing tools. We were talking about document storage tools the other day, and how AI search can make finding your documents so much more natural. And the same thing in your Slack conversations now as well. And then they also have or are introducing Slack templates, and this is pretty awesome. They define these templates as collections of ready-to-use templated channels, canvases, lists, and automated workflows. This is going to help you utilize Slack AI to the best of its capabilities, especially considering the new AI enhancements and integrations. And definitely check out the article on the show notes, in the show notes, guys. They have a ton of good information here, and they dive in quite a bit deeper into the new features. But I want to touch on this next section on the page, which is why it matters. And they ask why it matters. And they lead it with work is broken. And they're talking about how the productivity of employees is constantly being driven downward by repetitive, time-consuming tasks. And they cite a stat here where they say desk workers report spending 41% of their day on tasks they consider to be low value. And they also say nearly half say that they aren't able to find the information that they need when they're doing their work. And they also touch on the fact that just throwing AI apps out there to solve these issues is not what needs to happen. There's no shortage of apps and new tools and disconnected platforms that sales teams and marketing teams and all teams use in organizations. Instead, what's needed is an integration into the existing tools, and ideally as few tools as possible of these AI technologies. And that's what we're seeing with, you know, Microsoft 365 integrating Copilot deeper, and Salesforce integrating their agents more deeply into Slack and their existing CRM. And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier, where people start to reevaluate what these agents are in the scope of their work. Anyway, another day, another section on this podcast about agentic AI. If you still don't think it's coming just around the corner, I don't know what to tell you. I think that's the next wave, and it really is the next wave, according to the plan laid out by OpenAI for their pursuit of AGI. So if you're not still if you're still not preparing for agents, then I think I've done all I can to excite you about them as much as I am. Anyway, okay. Our second piece of news today was the announcement from Runway, and they are partnering with Lionsgate Film Studios to explore the use of AI in film production, as they say here on their announcement. And I will link that in the show notes. And the central purpose of the partnership is to train Runway's new AI model, or a new AI model, that's customized and trained on Lionsgate's proprietary catalog. So all of those crazy famous movies, well-known movies, training a new AI model built by Runway, which is just crazy to consider. And here's why. Yes, it means Hollywood will have access to a new cutting edge model, but that's not really what we care about here at the AI Marketing Navigator. We want us marketing navigators to have access to the cutting edge model that's trained on Hollywood style movies and all of our favorite movies. Well, have no fear. Anyway, maybe still a little fear, but here's the best part of this post. I'll just read it to you verbatim. As we continue our work with Lionsgate and other studios, we're also considering ways to license or otherwise offer these models as templates that can be made available to individual creators interested in building and training their own proprietary models. For companies interested in fine-tuning and custom models, visit our enterprise page. So again, good news and bad news here. The good news is they haven't not been considering using these new training models as a product to offer to individual creators. The bad news, in my opinion, is that they started by saying, yeah, we'd love to make it available to individual creators. And then the last sentence they say, but for companies interested in fine-tuning and custom models, is it visit our enterprise page. So which is it? Is it individual creators or enterprises? What kind of budget do we need to be able to access the Hollywood model? Hopefully they're going to make it available to both. Either way, this is our second episode about Runway in the last few days, so all the more reason to keep your eye on them. And I am eager to see this new Lionsgate trained model, and I can only hope they have a lion in the name of it somewhere or somehow. Okay, the only action items for today are for any marketers who are using Slack and Salesforce, make sure you explore that new integration or those new feature integrations, and definitely let me know what you think. And if they're increasing your productivity, if it really feels like a partner and a teammate, or if so far this is another agent that doesn't quite function fully autonomously, and it's more of a dedicated chat bot maybe, I guess. So again, any navigators in Salesforce and Slack, let me know. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.